Right now, our pleasure to welcome back to Mike and Mike, head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Greg Schiano, is on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're well, and I want to get your help us preview some of these playoff games because you played against a lot of these teams. But an interesting thing came up this morning, and that is on the subject. A guy like Chip Kelly, it appears, is going to have a bunch of interviews with NFL teams. And I made the observation that it's got to be almost impossible for a college coach who has to protect himself in a variety of ways, recruiting and otherwise, to answer questions if he is genuinely considering taking an NFL job. Now, when you were in that position, what sorts of thoughts go through your mind when and you can't really be fully honest, otherwise you run the risk of putting yourself in an impossible situation?
Well, I think it's your commitment to the school and your obligation to the school that, you know, I always said that if you're going to examine another job, you know, the reason I did it was to make sure that I was still at the right place for me and my family, and that my fire was burning to win at the place I was. And most of the times when I went down that road on other jobs, I got to a certain point and said, you know what, it just doesn't feel right. I want to be at Rutgers. And then, you know, this Buccaneer job was one where, as I kept going down the road, I felt more and more like, you know, this is what I want. So you have to protect the school, though, because the recruiting is so important. But I think every situation is different. You know, I see that Chip's name is out there with several jobs, so it looks like there's a strong chance that he's wanting to do this.
So I guess it's a tough question to ask coaches. What's the answer Chip Kelly should be giving? You know, is it I am thinking about going somewhere, or I'm not thinking about anything until after this job, which you know that immediately other coaches will tell recruits, listen, he's leaving. You don't want to go there. I mean, what's the right answer?
Well, I don't know if there is a right answer, but, you know, it was well documented that Chip had this job, the Buccaneer job, if he wanted it. So I think it was out there that he had interviewed with a team already. So I don't think that's what I think that makes it a little easier this year, and that, you know, it was out there already. So and kids want to go to Oregon for a lot of reasons, Chip Kelly being one of them, but Oregon's a great place. So I'm not sure it's that big a deal this year.
All right, Mike and Greg Schiano, the reason we wanted to get you on this morning in particular, we appreciate it. You played against a lot of these playoff teams, so let's get a little bit of your analysis and insight. Among the teams you played was Minnesota. You beat them on a Thursday night in October, 36-17. What is the key when you know Adrian Peterson is the focal point of their offense in what is generally a passing league? What is the key in slowing him down and holding down that Minnesota offense?
Well, I think slowing him down is probably the appropriate word. You're not going to stop him. He's, you know, I thought we did as good a job as anybody, and yet he popped a 60-something yard run on us. You know, we felt like we were holding him in check, and then bam, he pops a run and gets that stadium rocking. So, it's definitely a huge challenge, but you just got to kind of bleed it out if you can. Hold it, and see if you can keep the explosive run from ever happening.
Week four, you, lost a close one to the Washington Redskins. 24-22, young RG3 then only in his fourth game, but we see what he's blossomed into. What did you see from him and this college-type offenses that are now really invading the NFL?
You know, I think, especially in Washington's case, I think there definitely is an element of the, you know, the read zone play that you're talking about, that college element. But when you look at what they do overall, you know, if you do a little bit of that, people, that's what they become fixated on. But they really are running Mike Shanahan's offense from the Denver Broncos. I mean, they're running the zone play with quarterback under center. And, you know, the thing that impressed me most about Robert Griffin was the way he threw the football, the way his pocket presence, you know, reading the downfield safeties. He is a legitimate big-time quarterback who also has the ability to run the, you know, the read zone play. So, you know, they're going to be tough to stop.
Mike and Mike, Greg Schiano from Tampa Bay, again, face two of the teams that'll play this weekend, the Redskins and the Vikings. And then, of course, you faced off with two of the teams that have byes. You played Denver. I remember that game early December, a tough loss there against a Broncos team that hasn't lost a game in a really long time. You scored late and made that one a little closer. What is Peyton Manning doing right now that makes it so good? As you went up against that team, just how good and how tough to stop is Manning in that offense right now?
Well, they're real tough to stop. And I think, you know, Peyton Manning is in an elite level in this league as far as being able to decipher defenses. And, you know, we thought we had some things that he would not be able to identify, and he was able to do that. So, you know, it literally is like having a coach playing quarterback out there. And I think that is huge you know, for any football team, and Peyton is as good as there is.
And, of course, you play Atlanta twice in your division. You split with them. And this is a team, fair or unfair, Coach, that says, okay, we don't care, Atlanta, what you do in the regular season. You got to show us something in the postseason because they haven't been able to do that. And do you think, could this be the year that they do that? How did they look to you? Do they look like they're ready to make a move?
You know, you never know. They played all their starters in our game, which I was glad. You know, it was the last game for us, and I was hoping they would do that. And they played their starters the whole game, which made it a great win for us. But I think the key for them is to protect Matt Ryan. If they can protect Matt Ryan and give him time to get the ball down the field to their great receivers, they got an opportunity to be very explosive.
And then finally, Greg, just to back to your team again, you were very hot at one point in mid-November, and then you went into a losing streak, a couple of very tough losses, a one-point loss to Atlanta, that tough game at Denver, then a heartbreaker in the last second against Philadelphia that really put you behind the eight ball. As you look back on your first season in Tampa, how do you assess it?
Well, you know, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed coaching in this league again, and a lot of heartbreakers, a lot of missed opportunities. Yeah, certainly. Everybody in the league feels that way, I'm sure. They look back at their schedule and say, hey, we could have been 7-9 or we could have been 11-5. I mean, there's just a couple plays here and there, but you know what? Then you got to be realistic and look at the other side too. It could have been worse. So that's the nature of this league. It's going to be tight ball games, and we're learning how to win those tight ball games. And I was really pleased with the way our football team went out and played the final game against Atlanta, because that was an important game for us that we had in 2012 on the right note, and get ready to go now into 2013.
Well, we wish you a happy new year. Thank you for the time this morning. We'll check in with you down the road. Take care, Coach.
Okay, fellas, take care.
Greg Schiano, coach of Tampa Bay this year. The little look, you know, get some of the coaches on, get a little look at some of the playoff teams from some of the coaches who went against them. You heard him say, you cannot stop, you know, the old Dan line. You cannot stop him. You can only hope to contain Adrian Peterson. Well, that's the one I'm looking forward to watching.
Which is amazing because, you know, you can load up in the box if you really want to. You can bring more in there than the offense has to block. And he's still getting yards. Still the most amazing stat to me. The 2,000 is fantastic. But almost 1,100 yards after first contact, which to me is just incredible. Just, it really, really is amazing to me.